Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Well, today we are in the third week of this sermon series on courage. And with this sermon series, I'm hoping to prepare us as individuals and as a congregation for those life-changing events and times that come in our life, but also prepare us for the future, the near future as well as the future further out. This story of Moses and the burning bush is one of my favorite in the Old Testament. Here we have Moses just minding his own business, tending to his sheep, and then all of a sudden he runs up on this bush that is burning but not consumed. And he turns aside to see why this bush is burning but is not being consumed. And God begins to speak to Moses, gives Moses some instructions to go to the Pharaoh and deliver the children of Israel out of bondage and take them to the promised land. Moses' life was about to go in a new direction. Moses didn't jump at the chance of changing. Moses didn't jump at the chance of his life going in a new direction. He didn't jump at the chance to go to Egypt. He had a few excuses why he couldn't do that. However, in the end, he mustered up the courage and he trusted God and he went back to Egypt. And we know the rest of that story. Courage is defined as the quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulty, danger, pain, etc., without fear. The quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulty, danger, pain, etc., without fear. An encounter with God can lead our life in a different direction. And the different direction will require usually some very difficult first steps. But those first steps will start our life on a direction that will require, as it did for Moses, courage and trust. Repentance is a major theme of our faith. Repent usually is defined as to turn and go in a different direction. One writer defines repent as to radically rethink. I tend to like that definition. Because before we can or will go in a different direction, we have to radically rethink the current direction that we're headed in to see if there is need or opportunity for us to go in a new direction. At this point in Luke's gospel that Lee just read for us, Jesus has already determined to go to Jerusalem, but he will not go to Jerusalem alone. He'll go with his closest disciples as well as a group of Galileans. Some scholars believe that there is much more behind Jesus' words than meets the eye in this passage. First of all, there were many who still believed and wanted to believe that Jesus would be the military leader, the political leader that would rebel against Rome and give Israel their freedom. They had hoped that this trip to Jerusalem was the beginning of that rebellion. Jesus and the Galileans were aware of Pilate's murder of the Galileans in the temple. And Jesus is telling them, those that were with him, that they needed to repent of their rebellious attitude and go in a different direction, or the same fate would await them. That they would either be killed by the sword or by the walls of Jerusalem when they fell on them as Rome besieged the city. Underlying Jesus' words to repent is a call for the Galileans to go in a different direction, to turn away from their rebellious attitude to go in a new direction for their lives. You know, we too often associate the word repent with just sin. In other words, stop the sin and go in a different direction. And we certainly need to do that. We need to stop whatever separates us from God and go in a different direction, whatever it is that leads us in a new and deeper relationship with God. But to repent, to radically rethink the direction of our lives and go in a different direction, applies to a much larger scope of our lives than just sin. It applies to all ages and all stages of our lives. School starts this week, and for the kindergartners, their lives are about to go in a new direction. Whether they've been at home or in preschool, life's going to be different. For some of them, they will ride a bus for the first time. They'll have a new routine for their day, even if they were in preschool. So those kindergartners, their lives are going to go in a new direction in a couple of days. The high schoolers who graduated back in the spring, they're about to see their lives go in a new direction. For the last 13 years, they've had this routine of summer, school, repeat. But now that's going to change. Some of them will continue their education in college or technical training. They're about to have their lives go in a new direction. They will know independence and responsibility that they have not yet experienced in their lives. Others that have graduated from high school will now have to find a job that lasts past the summer. They must radically rethink their lives, whatever their decision coming out of high school, for their lives are going to be different from this point on. For some of you, your decisions are different. As you radically rethink your lives, the questions might become, is it time to get married? Is it time to have children? To have another child? Is it time to adopt? Is it time to change jobs? Is it time to sell my business? Is it time to buy a new business? Is it time to retire? All of those kinds of things, as we radically rethink our lives, can bring us and take us into a new direction. Others of you are facing probably even more difficult questions. Is it time to downsize? Is it time to move into a senior community? Is it time to move into some type of assisted living? Tough questions. It will take our lives in a new direction. To go in a different direction, whether it's a child starting kindergarten or someone moving into assisted living, what is happening is that there is change happening, and not many of us like change. It takes a great deal of courage to face change in our lives. Rosa Beth Moss Cantor wrote this: "Change is disturbing when it is done to us, exhilarating when it's done by us." Change is disturbing when it is done to us. It's exhilarating when done by us. It may not always be exhilarating when it's done by us, but at least it's easier to swallow when we have initiated the change. It takes a great deal of courage for us to rethink our lives, to make the decisions that might take us in a different direction. Again, whether you're going off to kindergarten or thinking about entering assisted living or anything in between. But remember this promise. This is the verse that I told you that would kind of weave its way through all of these sermon messages, and that is, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. So whatever direction our life takes us, whether we have made that decision or that decision has been made for us, We do not have a spirit of fear. God has given us a spirit of power and love and self-discipline to be able to live with the changes, the new directions that our lives are about to go. And has been the case with the previous sermons in this series. This topic applies to both individuals and to congregations. As a congregation, we are called to repent and radically rethink the direction that the church is going. That's the purpose for pulling this group of lay people together that I'm going to be gathering in a few weeks. That group will help us to begin to radically rethink the direction we're going. And the outcome of that may determine that we go in a different direction. It's obvious that our world has gone in a different direction, and that direction is away from the church. So do we have the courage? As a congregation, do we have the courage to do what's necessary to engage a world with the message of Jesus Christ? A world that's not really interested in hearing that message, but a world that desperately needs that message. The very first difficult question we must ask, though, is do we exist as a congregation for ourselves, or do we exist for the people outside the walls of this building? In the 7 or 8 weeks that I've been here now, I think I have discovered that Middletown United Methodist Church exists for the people outside this building. I've seen enough of the ministry and the outreach and the passion and the compassion in this congregation to know that you care about your community, to know that you care about those people who are not here this morning. And I think Jesus was very clear about that as well. He told us that those who are well do not need a doctor. And he told us about the shepherd who would leave the 99 in the pen and go look for the one that was lost in the darkness. If our world has changed and the way the people view the church has changed, we can't just continue to do the same things we've always done and expect the church to continue to grow. Now, to say that is not an indictment on the past, because we live in a different world than we did in the past. And what you did in the past was the right things for that time. But now in this world, we must do what's right for the world that we live in today, which is a much different world than just a few years ago. Change is not about becoming something completely and entirely new. It's about becoming more of what we have been. It doesn't simply mean repeating the past, but it means drawing upon the tradition of this congregation and how that tradition applies to our current reality. Middletown United Methodist Church has had a tradition of faith and risk-taking over the years. And that's what's gotten you to this place and the strength of this congregation today. And it is not time for us now to shrink back from that tradition of faith and risk-taking. Given our world's current reality, it's time for us to put that tradition in full force, to be bold as we move into the future. But we must understand the difference between tradition and traditions. Tradition is who we are at the core of our being. A congregation that has come this far on faith and on risk-taking and on trusting God. Traditions are those activities that we've done in the past and may continue to do, even though they're no longer effective. Traditions are those things where we usually say, well, we've always done it that way. Traditions. While tradition can be helpful to us, traditions can be a roadblock for us. The vitality of Middletown United Methodist Church, our vitality in the future will depend on what we do today. Let me say that again. the vitality of Middletown United Methodist Church in the future will depend on the actions that we take today. And so I ask you today, do you have the courage? Do you have the courage that you need as individuals to take your life in a different direction if circumstances demand it? And do we as a congregation, do we have the courage to follow where God will lead us into the future? A vital future for both us as individuals and as a congregation will depend on how much courage we have and our willingness to act. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.